Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J. Mornings with Zan.
There's been no new sounds. There's been different ways of organizing sound with Pro Tools, but there hasn't been a new paradigm. Nothing like the synthesizer or the sampler. The sampler came to prominence 25 years ago. So.
Was there a big boom where there was a lot of experimentation going on in music around the time of the sampler, where there was just a lot of stuff happening and then it's just dropped away? Or do you think that there's these big...
Yeah, I think whenever there's a new technology, there's a hive of activity around that new technology. But it hasn't happened in quite a while.
So we just got to wait for the next big thing, the big bang in technology.
Or we just don't hope for a big hive of activity and try to have ideas of our own for once.
Where do you write? Are you one of those people who sits in a studio and things just come out, or do you have to be around people and places and listening to songs on your stereo to be able to think of things to write down in a new song?
No, I sit around in gay bars in the afternoon drinking a cocktail with my little notebook in my lap, listening to boring thumping disco music. As boring as possible, actually, because I like it not to be distracting. It's better if I've heard the song hundreds or thousands of times. It's helpful for me to have music playing in the background because it drowns out the involuntary music playing in the background in my head so that I'm able to deliberately put music in my head.
Right. And do you eavesdrop on conversations?
Not usually. The song Javier Says on this album definitely seems like it's an eavesdrop on a conversation heard in a gay bar in the afternoon, but it's not actually a specific single session of eavesdropping. It's more from a lifetime of eavesdropping on people in gay bars that are open in the afternoon, which tend to be the sleazy ones.
Did distorting the instruments, and every instrument is distorted on this album except for the drums, was it ever harder than you thought it would be? Or is distorting and feedback the easiest thing in the world to do?
Well, it's not all that easy on the accordion. but we managed to get the accordion to feedback by taping the tiny little amplifiers to it and then having them change the feedback in the room according to where the bellows of the accordion was.
Wow.
It took a little while to figure out, but it sounded great once we did it.
So you had little little amplifiers, that ones that are kind of handheld that you can just hold by almost like the size of a hand?
Yeah, they're called smoky amplifiers, and they're the same size as packs of cigarettes, and they in fact come in packs of cigarettes.
Wow.
Apparently you can, if you send them in a pack of cigarettes, they will make you an amplifier in it. Just a company that makes very small amplifiers, and that's their shtick.
And it worked for magnetic fields.
Oh, yeah.
Is it true that you actually suffer from a condition that makes it quite painful for you to experience loud music?
Yeah, well, loud music of certain types. It makes it difficult for me to experience shrill music, even if it's not loud. Like someone playing hard on an acoustic guitar, even if it's not amplified, that frequency range drives my ear nuts, and it sounds like a chainsaw rather than an acoustic guitar, and quickly starts to actually physically hurt my ear.
Were there moments when you were making this album that you were in pain making it?
No more than any other album, no. It actually wasn't very loud. The dirty secret of recording distorted guitar is that the quieter the amplifier, the more distorted it sounds.
Ah.
Distortion is stepping down, putting a loud signal into a circuit that can't handle it.
There you go. I had no idea. You've taught me something.
Yeah. A stack of Marshall amps is not actually a good way of distorting something. But if you take that stack of Marshall amps and put it into a small amplifier, that will distort really well.
Stephen, Shirley Sims features on many of the songs on this record. It's sort of half and half. Was it always the plan to share the vocal duties on distortion?
Actually, I'd been working on it for a year before we decided to put Shirley on it. I'm so glad I thought of it, but I wish it hadn't taken me so long.
And why did you put her on it?
For several reasons, one of which is that she sounds much poppier than I do.
Mm.
And also, I think California Girls in particular and several of the other songs have female protagonists, and it just gets a little too confusing to have a male singer in the role of the female protagonist.
Does it matter to you to think about traditional male and female protagonists and who presents those stories?
Usually, I don't have any trouble with that. Usually, the characters aren't really developed enough to have a gender. But for this record, for whatever reason, the characters were developed enough that it got confusing in some places for me to be switching the genders around. So like on California Girls, the protagonist has a plane ticket to go to California and a battle axe with which she's going to, I guess, behead the girls from California that she sees as oppressing her with their photogenic bodies. When I sing that, it just sounds like a man singing about violence against women. But when Shirley sings that, you understand that the character is a dumpy girl from somewhere other than California who feels that because she's not young and blonde, she's completely worthless. And she wants to kill the people who have made her feel this way.